wisely. Be a good steward of all my good and perfect gifts. Seek my guidance and direction as to the right use of my infinite supply. April 14th. It is important that there is balance in every situation at all times. You will find when everything you undertake is done under my guidance, there will always be perfect balance. That is why you have to allow life to unfold without trying to force anything. For as you do, nothing can go wrong, and nothing can be out of timing. It does not mean that you sit and do nothing, expecting everything to fall into your lap. You have to keep ever alert. You have to keep your consciousness raised. You have to expect the very best. You have to have faith that all is very, very well. You have to wait upon me in absolute faith and confidence. You have to know without a shadow of a doubt that I am your constant guide and companion. You have to know that your ways are guided by me and by me alone, so that every step you take is firm and sure, and everything you do is done in love. April 15th. How easy it is to lash out at the world situation and complain about it, blaming everyone but yourself for it. It's easy to say, why don't they do something about it? What about you doing something about it? Never sit back and feel helpless and imagine that you can do nothing to help. You can help, and you can start helping right now. You can start by putting your own house in order. You can smooth out all those misunderstandings and try righting those wrongs. You can expand your consciousness so that you're able to see life from a different and wider angle. You can learn to be more tolerant, to be more open, more loving, and to see both sides of the picture. You can start right now, banishing all bitterness, criticism, and negativity in your thinking. You will find as you do your part, you will be helping the whole. But you cannot do it on your own. Do it with my help. April 16th. Why not do in life what you enjoy doing? As long as it does not harm another soul and brings only good to yourself and all those souls with whom you are concerned. Learn to do what you're doing at the proper time and in the proper way and without great strain or effort. Small children know how to enjoy life. Become as a very small child, with no inhibitions, and learn to enjoy life without any restriction, self-concern, or self-consciousness. Do not always do things because you feel they must be done, or you have to do them. When something is done under compulsion, all the joy and pleasure go out of it. Learn to do everything because you love doing it. Give whatever you have to give for the sheer love of giving and for the sheer love of living, and see how different life will become for you. April 17th. Seek and find your direct link with me. And retain that link no matter what is going on all around you. That link with me the divine, is the source of all power, and it is this power which creates miracles. What are miracles but my divine laws in operation? Work with those laws, and anything can happen. It is identifying yourself with the oneness of all life, with all wisdom and all power, which opens doors and enables the laws to operate within you. Why stand back and watch miracles happen in the lives of others when they can just as well happen in yours? Miracles manifest when you attune yourself to this power and oneness and can accept that you can do all things through me, for I strengthen you and uphold you and work in and through you. Recognize that of yourself you are nothing, but with me you can indeed do all things, and you shall behold miracle upon miracle coming about in your life. April 18th. Peace starts within. It is there within every soul, like a tiny seed, waiting to germinate and grow and flourish. It has to be given the right conditions, the right environment, and the right treatment before it can start. Be still and create the right conditions. Be still and give it a chance to take root. Once it is well established, it will continue to grow. But in its tender beginnings, it needs to be helped and cherished. Therefore, you hold the key to world peace within yourself. Do not waste time looking at the chaos and confusion in the world, but start putting things right within yourself. Quietly go about doing my will. You do not have to talk about it, but simply to live it. Transform the chaos and confusion in your own life to peace, serenity, and tranquility. And become a useful member of society and the world you live in. Start with yourself, where you know you can do something, and then work outwards. April 19th. When life asks you to change, see clearly what is needed, and change without any resistance, knowing that every change is for the very best. Change is not always comfortable, especially for those people who have set ideas and ways. You must be willing to fling out one nice, comfortable, well-established idea after another, until you are completely free and open to receive something entirely new and revolutionary. Here is where the difficulty often comes. Many people, having absorbed something new, want to cling on to it and refuse to let it go. Why not see it only as a stepping stone to greater and more wonderful revelations, which are there, waiting to be made when you have made room for them? You cannot fill up a full bucket. You have to empty it first. You cannot move right into the new when you are still clogged up with the old and refuse to let go. So change, and change quickly, for I have need of you. April 20th. Whatever you undertake, do it with my blessing. Never rush madly into something without first seeking my blessing. Go into the silence and feel peace and serenity enfold you. And in that state of perfect peace, ask and receive my blessing. Then go forward in absolute faith and confidence and do what has to be done. Know that I am with you all the way and that everything will work out perfectly. The greater the task to be accomplished, the greater your need for my blessing. Why not start off by bringing me into every small area of your life and gradually include me in more and greater areas until eventually you take no step without first seeking me and my full blessing. Be prepared to take big strides forward into seemingly impossible situations, but be not afraid, for I go before you to prepare the way. Keep your consciousness raised, keep your contact with me, and be absolutely fearless in everything you undertake, whatever it may be. April 21st. There is a place for each individual in the world, but you must seek and find where your place is and where you fit in. If you are afraid to take this responsibility of bringing in the new, do not try to stop those souls who are willing to do it. Realize that those souls who have been trained and inspired to undertake this task will do so, for it is their work. Find your rightful place in the whole vast plan, and if you are not in the front line, do not let it disturb you. Remember, all sorts of people are needed to make up the whole. Simply accept your specific work and do what you know you have to do wholeheartedly, and allow those souls who have been placed in the position of leadership and responsibility to go ahead. Give them your full backing and complete loyalty. They need it and appreciate it. Lift up your heart in deep love, praise and gratitude for them, and always give of your very best. April 22nd. How often have you heard the remark, "How time flies"? When you're full of joy and happiness, giving of your best, living for others, with the good of the whole in your heart, time does indeed fly, and you enjoy every second of it. Even though you are living in time, it is not necessary to allow it to become a burden to you and drag you down. There is time for everything, for all those things you want to do, because you will make time to do them. Everyone has an equal amount of time, but it is how you use it that matters. So never complain that some souls have more time than others. Never be a slave to time, but make it your servant. You have to make up your mind what you want to do, and then go ahead and do it, and you will find that you have the time to do it perfectly. April 23rd. Draw nigh to me, and I will draw nigh to thee. 'Tis up to you to take the first step in the right direction by making your direct contact with me, and the rest will unfold. Each soul will have a different approach, but all that matters is that you make it, no matter how faltering at first. Simply know that once you have taken that initial step, every following one will become stronger and surer, You will behold wonder upon wonder taking place as you do my will, and see my laws manifest in form. Your faith and belief will become strong and unshakable as you expect the very best to come about and draw it to you. See it take place, not just once, but time and time again, until you can no longer doubt the wonder of my ways, until you put your entire faith and trust in me and allow me to take over and guide your whole life. April 24th. Do you feel that you cannot love certain people? First, stop hating them. Stop being intolerant towards them and criticizing them. That can be your first step in the right direction. Then, gradually take time to know them, to find out what makes them tick, and to find out what it is in you that has created this separation between you and them. Look within yourself and find out what has gone wrong with you and your relationship with them. And never at any time throw the blame onto anyone else. When you can face up to yourself and your own shortcomings, you are on the right path, heading in the right direction, and will be able to find the perfect solution to your problems. Before you fully realize it, your whole attitude and relationship towards each soul will have changed. You can always do something right now, so why not do it instead of waiting for someone else to take the first step? April 25th. I have to allow you to make mistake after mistake in life. But when you recognize them and seek my help, I am always there to help you and show you the way. But I will not do your work for you. You must learn to do it for yourself. This life is not for weaklings, but for those souls who are strong and sure of themselves, and for those souls who want to find the answers and are willing to go all out to find the right answers, no matter what the cost. Are you afraid of making mistakes? Are you afraid of going out of your depth? You will never learn to swim unless you take your feet off the bottom. You will never grow spiritually unless you stand on your own feet. Be afraid of nothing. But in absolute faith and confidence, go ahead and do what you know is right and ignore all opposition. Be guided by that inner knowing which comes from me. April 26th. Why not make this day a glorious day by starting off on the right foot and getting into contact with me the instant you wake up? Why not fill your heart with love and gratitude for a day filled with expectations of the very best and highest? When your first few moments of the new day are joyous and uplifting, you will find the next few will also be so. And as the moments grow into hours, you will find that joy and peace will follow you throughout the day. When you wake up with a heavy burden on your mind, feeling low and depressed, you can carry that state of mind throughout the day, unless you do something about it. Seek me to find the perfect peace of heart and mind, which comes when you have all your cares and worries upon me, and when your only desire is to do my will and walk in my ways. April 27th. Why not be an optimist in this life? Always expecting the best. Always finding the best. Always creating the best. Optimism leads to power. Pessimism leads to weakness and defeat. Let the power of the Spirit shine in and through you, creating around you a world of beauty, peace and harmony. When your outlook on life is optimistic, you lift all those souls around you, giving them hope, faith and belief in life. You will always find that like attracts like, that your optimism will create optimism and will snowball. There is always hope in life, even if it is but a tiny flickering spark to begin with. When it is surrounded with hope and love in the right atmosphere, that tiny spark will be fanned into a flame, and it will grow and grow until you are on fire with the fuel of the Spirit, which is unquenchable and inextinguishable. Once it has been ignited, nothing will be able to stop its spreading. April 28th. It is not easy to turn the other cheek when someone hits out at you, in either word or deed. The immediate reaction is to hit back. But here is where reactions have to be watched with the greatest care, and where self-control and complete selflessness have to be put into practice. Those souls who have not learnt self-discipline will give back as good as they get and feel justified in doing so. Then they will wonder why there is so much chaos and confusion in the world. They are so blind that they cannot see that until they have learnt to change their whole outlook and start to love their neighbour as themselves, they cannot hope to change what is going on in the world. The more love and goodwill there is, the quicker will change come. But it all starts in you. Therefore, the sooner you realise it, the sooner will changes take place all around you, and so out into the world. Why not start doing something about it now? April 29th. Open yourself to the inflow of my divine love and light. Open up the doors of your heart and allow nothing to stop that flow. Keep those doors wide open so that love and light can flow freely in and through you, and the life force is ever in evidence within you. When the doors of your heart are closed and the flow of love and light ceases, your whole life becomes stagnant, and nothing lives in a stagnant pool. That is why you have consciously to keep those doors wide open and draw from me, the source of all life, all the time, so that your heart never at any time becomes dried up and stagnant. A stream that ceases to draw its supply from its source dries up. You, when you cease to draw your supply from me, will soon dry up and become useless. So keep consciously aware of me and constantly draw your life force from me. You make your choice day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. April 30th. The joy of giving is tremendous. As you learn to give, and give wholeheartedly, of the gifts and talents which are yours, Everyone has different ones, and they all function on different levels. So will you grow in grace and stature. If you have a happy, sunny nature, and you give of it wherever you go, it will be returned to you a thousandfold, for everyone responds to a sunny disposition. Always remember, as you sow, so shall you reap. If you sow criticism, intolerance, disloyalty, and negativity, you will reap those qualities, for you draw them to you. Why not start right now, sowing seeds of joy, happiness, love, tenderness, and understanding, and see what it will do to you? Your whole outlook on life will change, and you will find that you will draw the very best in life to you. The joy you give will be reflected by all those souls around you, for everyone loves a joyous giver and responds to that giving. May. I was shown a mountain whose summit seemed to be cloaked in a cloud. I saw many souls moving up the mountainside, and I noticed that when they reached the cloud, they hesitated and seemed afraid to move through it. I heard the words, "Fear not, move through the cloud of unknowing into the glorious sunshine, and be consciously aware of me and my divine presence. For I am everywhere. There is no place where I am not." May 1st. Big doors swing on small hinges. Tremendous happenings start from very small beginnings. I tell you, what has started at Findhorn in such a small way will grow and expand into a worldwide universal movement. A revelation will become a revolution. My ways are very strange and very wonderful. They are not your ways. Walk in my ways, in absolute faith and confidence, and see my wonders and glories unfold. The spring of the new age is here, bursting forth in perfect harmony, beauty, and abundance, and nothing can stop it from coming about. There is a right time and season for everything. And now is the right time and seasons for the birth of a new age. So dwell not on the past. Leave it all behind. And see what I have for you this new and glorious day. See my wonderful promises all come about. And give eternal thanks for everything. Hold ever before you the vision of the new heaven and new earth. May 2nd. Without love in your heart, you cannot travel this spiritual path, for love is the key. Love points the way. Love is the way. It is a waste of time talking about love. Live and demonstrate it in your life. Forget the self completely by pouring out love to your fellow human beings. The more you love them, the more you love me. Toleration is not enough. Genuine love is what is necessary. Love is never possessive. Love sets free the loved ones. You can never hope to help a soul when you are possessive. for all souls must be completely free to find themselves and live their own lives, directed by me. When you are possessive of a soul, you hold up that soul's spiritual progress, and it is something you must never do, for it is a very heavy responsibility you take on if you do so. Freedom of the spirit is essential for each and every one. May 3rd. When your attitude is positive, you can see beyond the immediate into the very depths. See your needs very clearly, and then know without a doubt that those needs will all be wonderfully met, and give thanks that they are being met. Never fail to give thanks. The law of gratitude for everything is a fundamental spiritual law. Can you truly be grateful for everything? Can you see good in every situation? I want you to try putting this law into practice more and more, especially when you are faced with a seemingly very difficult situation. Look at it fairly and squarely. Then look through it, under it, over it, and all around it. And when you have finished, you will find that your whole outlook towards that situation will have changed completely. What first appeared to be a disaster has now become an opportunity, and you will be determined to make it a success by drawing the very best out of it. May 4th. Be at perfect peace. Do not strain to understand that which is not for your understanding. When I wish to convey something to you, it will be done without effort, for I will throw the light of truth onto it. It will be revealed to you, and you will be left in no doubt as to the meaning of it. When I say that life is effortless, that is exactly what I mean. There is far too much strain and effort in life. How can you hope to be at peace when you're straining and striving all the time? Let my peace, which passes all understanding, infill and enfold you. For when you are at peace within, you reflect peace without, and all those souls you meet will feel that peace. Let nothing disturb or distress you. Simply know that all is in my hands and all is very, very well. So lift up your heart in deep love, praise and gratitude, and go forth this day at peace. May 5th. Look at the abundance of nature, of the beauty all around you, and recognize me in everything. How many times during the day, as you walk to and fro, do you look at the wonders all around you and give thanks for everything? Much of the time, you are in such a hurry, you miss a great deal, and fail to absorb those wonders and beauties which would lift and refresh your very soul. It is a question of opening your eyes and being sensitive and aware. Start right now, becoming more and more aware of the things that matter in life, the things that gladden the heart, refresh the spirit, and lift the consciousness. The more love you absorb, the more love you have to give. The world needs more and more love, beauty, harmony, and understanding, and you are the one to give it forth. Why not open your heart now and do it? May 6th. Be not satisfied with yourself when your life is in turmoil, but seek for guidance and direction from within, and be willing to accept help from without. There are many times when I have to use my channels to help to throw light on a situation, especially when there are blind spots, or when you are too close to a situation to be able to view it clearly yourself. At those times, be willing to accept help from without, though it does not mean you have to rush to someone else every time you need a problem solved. It is important for you to learn to stand on your own feet and do your own thinking and seeking within whenever possible. You must not be spiritually lazy, relying on someone else for something you know you should be working out yourself. It takes time and patience to be still and go within to find the answer. But you cannot hope to grow spiritually unless you learn to put it into practice. May 7th. Keep that center within you as still as a mill pond, so that you can reflect all the very best without any distortions. And then you will be able to radiate that very best outwards. Allow nothing to distress or disturb you. Simply know that all is working out perfectly, and take it all in your stride, without a worry in the world. Learn to laugh at yourself, especially when you find yourself becoming too serious and weighed down by the ways of the world. When you find yourself becoming too serious, let go, relax, and begin to enjoy life, and you will find all strain and tension will vanish. If you see yourself weighed down from carrying too heavy a burden on your shoulders, immediately release that burden and rest and relax. You will find you will be able to do far more in that state of rest and relaxation than when you are as taut as a piece of elastic, fully stretched and ready to snap. May the 8th. This spiritual life calls for souls who are completely dedicated. For without dedication, you will faint along the way. There are many influences in life which can easily throw you off balance unless you are one-pointed and completely dedicated. To live a full and glorious life means living it all the time. It cannot be part-time. You have to keep on your toes day and night, to be on the alert and to act at a moment's notice without any thought of the self or self-concern. There are times when you will have to go ahead in complete faith and confidence without even knowing the reason why you are doing it. You will have to act from intuition and inspiration. And when you do, there may not appear to be any rhyme or reason for it. But when you know something is right, go ahead and do it, and know you will have all the forces of light behind you, for I am with you. May the 9th. Flow with the tide, not against it. When you feel that change is necessary, be willing to change and do not try to resist it. Be very flexible. Keep open. And never let your attitude be, what was good enough for my parents is good enough for me. Change will never come if that is your attitude. And change must come. The new cannot fit into the old mould, because the new has outgrown the old and needs more room. Give it more room by expanding with it. It need not be a painful process when there is no resistance. When a plant is pot-bound, it needs to be repotted to allow its roots to expand. When your consciousness has outgrown the old conceptions, it needs to be allowed to expand into the new realms. This process can come about very naturally. There need not be any stress or strain. Simply let go, relax, and feel yourself changing and expanding as naturally as breathing, moving out of the old into the new. May the 10th. Never fail to give thanks for every lesson you learn, no matter how difficult it may be. Realize that only the very best is bound to come out of it, and that every difficulty is but a stepping stone along the way. There are important lessons which have to be learnt, and the sooner you learn them, the better. Never try to shirk them or get around them, but see them for what they are and face them fairly and squarely. Never be like a gramophone needle that is stuck in a groove, repeating the same old mistakes over and over again. When you want to change, you can do it. When you want to be different and live a victorious life, you simply have to make up your mind that you are going to do it, and you will do it. Why not start right now, seeing the very best in life, and enjoy life as it should be enjoyed? May 11th. I am the source of all things. I am the source of your abundant supply. Think abundance. Think prosperity. Never for one second think lack or poverty. When you think limitation, you create limitation. You draw it to you. Before you know it, you will find that you have dammed up the free flow of my limitless supply of all things. Next time you find yourself suffering lack of any sort, do not blame your circumstances, your conditions, or your situation, but take time to look within and see what there is in you which is causing the blockage. Is it fear of lack? Fear of being short of something? Fear can cause a blockage quicker than anything else. Cast all your fears and worries upon me, and let me sustain you. Let me infill you with power and strength, with faith and belief. Once you have your spiritual values right, you will find that the rest of your life will fall into place in true perfection. May 12th. You cannot know me and walk in my ways and do my will if you do not love me. And you cannot love me unless you love one another. Many souls talk about their love for me, and yet they do not know what it means to love themselves and to love their fellow human beings. The key is always love, and the most important lesson to learn is to love. You have to learn to love what you are doing, to love those souls you are with, to love your surroundings, to love where you live, to love the very air you breathe, the very ground you walk upon. Liking something is not enough. You have to love it, and love it wholeheartedly. It is good every now and again to take stock of yourself and see how much love there is in you. Take your everyday living and see how much love you are putting into everything you do, say, and think. May 13th. Cease modelling yourself on anyone else and take time to seek within to find how I have need of you and how you fit perfectly into the whole picture. Never be like a square peg in a round hole or out of tune and out of rhythm when you can be yourself. All stress and strain disappear because you are no longer trying to be something you are not. In fact, you are no longer trying. You just are. Therefore, you are at perfect peace within, and it is reflected without. Peace, tranquility, and serenity emanate from you. You create the right atmosphere wherever you go. You are a blessing, a help, and an uplift to all those souls who cross your path. And you create peace and harmony in the world around you. Now, let my peace and love infill and enfold you. Lift up your heart and give eternal thanks that I am revealing the way to you. May 14th. As you search diligently, you will surely find what you are looking for. You're at one mint with me, the source of all life. But you have to take time to search. It is something that will not drop into your lap without the deep desire in you to know me, to know the truth, and to seek until you find what it means to you. This deep spiritual experience of inner knowing only comes to those souls who want to know. Therefore, never dabble vaguely in these spiritual experiences. It is up to you to go forth and experience it within. How completely empty and futile life is until you start living it to the full and putting everything to the test to see whether the spiritual life is practical and worth living. Start now doing something about it. Let there be no armchair spirituality. Let it be living and vibrating, and there for all to see. Let me see you start living a life now. May 15th. Have faith in yourself and in your ability to do all things with my help. Then everything you undertake in life will be completed in true perfection and with real joy. Life is to be enjoyed. So why go through it dragging one foot after another, as if you were carrying a heavy burden and were being weighed down by it? You may have heavy responsibilities, but there is no need to be bowed down by them. When your attitude towards them is positive, you can enjoy those responsibilities wholeheartedly, with the knowledge that you do not have to carry them alone, for I am here, and you can share all things with me, You are never alone. The sooner you realize it and accept it as fact, the sooner will your whole attitude change to everything you undertake, and the sooner will you be able to adjust yourself to the situation you are in and enjoy everything that you are doing. May 16th. Let the words of your mouth and the meditations of your heart be acceptable to me at all times. It is better to be still and say nothing than to open your mouth and allow unguided words to pass your lips, which you may regret as soon as they are spoken. To be outspoken may cause unnecessary pain and suffering. Therefore, learn to control your tongue and count up to 10 before you open your mouth. It takes a mere fleeting second to say something hurtful, but it takes a long time to heal that hurt. When you learn to do everything to me and to my honour and glory, you will not go wrong. If you will only take time and be very patient, you will see the divine spark deep within everyone. Then you will be able to fan that spark and never try to extinguish it by your criticism, intolerance, and lack of understanding. You will know that all souls are equal in my sight. May 17th. All things are part of the whole, and you are part of that whole. When you fully realize it and can accept it, you will never again experience separation. You will never again be able to draw apart from that wholeness, because it is the living, the putting into practice, that gives it life force and reality. Start right now, living and putting into practice all you have been learning, and let these lessons no longer remain with you as empty words without reality. A seed does not grow until it has been put into the soil and is given the right environment. A soul does not expand and grow and find self-expression until it finds itself in the right environment, surrounded by love and understanding. In those conditions, things begin to happen, and changes come about at great speed. The old is left behind in the light of the glorious new, and growth and expansion of consciousness can take place without any restrictions. May 18th. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Take time to think on this law, and then take action on it. As you put it into practice, you will find all selfishness and self-concern will disappear, and your love for your fellow human beings will take first place. It is when you are thinking and living for others that you find true freedom and happiness. When you are in that raised state of consciousness, anything can happen, for life can flow freely without any obstructions. Refuse to see obstruction. See only opportunities. When you are wrong, set yourself right and learn from everything. There is an answer to every problem. Seek until you have found it. You need never search in vain. For as you seek diligently for every answer, you will surely find it. But remember, never expect anything to fall into your lap without playing your part and doing what you know must be done. I help those souls who help themselves. May 19th. Leave yesterday behind, and waste no more time dwelling on the faults and failures which may have marred the day. They are finished and done with. Give thanks for a new day, for a day unmarred by anything. It is pure and glorious now, and it is up to you to keep it so. It is up to you to advance steadily into it in absolute confidence and faith that it is going to be a wonderful day. Everything is going to fall into place perfectly. Everything is going to run smoothly. Everyone you meet will be a joy and delight to talk to, and not one negative or unpleasant thought or idea will enter your consciousness. In the newness of the day, all is very, very well. All is perfect, and you are going to keep it so with my constant help and guidance, by being consciously aware of me and of my divine presence, and by waiting upon me in quietness and confidence. May 20th. Where I am, there is freedom, there is liberty. Where I am, there is fullness of life, there is joy unspeakable. All souls can find this state of consciousness.